This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, riding out again on Old Dan. Come on, Dan, let's go. We got to get up. We got to get a getting. And we're bringing you God's message as it speaking to men as they are, as God's word as it is, and not holding back our punches. And I know that we're criticized oftentimes for being so hard or too hard. But my friend, I can't be any harder than God's word is. It says the soul that sinneth, it shall die. I can't change that. It says it is appointed unto man once to die. And after that, the judgment. I can't change that. I can't make that any softer, nor can I make it any harder. But my friend, this is the Old Trailblazer, Pastor Albert Pendarvis, pastor here, Radio Missions, First Baptist Church of Algiers, formerly out of New Orleans, Louisiana. So we're happy to have you folks with us. And I just praise the Lord for every opportunity it is to give out the gospel. We're looking at a series of studies, been there quite a while now, on demon possession. And right now we're looking at baptism with a demon spirit. Oh, my friend, what a subject. What a subject. Let's get back there, will you? Would you just pay attention for a few moments? And maybe you'd like these messages on CD. Right, man. We'll discuss it with you. The church, neglecting or set aside many of these great cardinal teachings of divine truth, departing from them, has given Satan an opportunity. He has an opportunity now because the gospel is not being preached. He sets in with his program, spiritual imitation, according to 2 Corinthians 11:13. Let me read that for you. We read it, I believe, in our last study, but I want to read it again. Take my time. For such, speaking to those folks whom we're describing, for such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ, and no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their work. As we saw there, Satan's trump card, imitation. We face in this time a dark religious background. It's so dark. My friend, I could sit here behind this microphone and describe to you much of what I hear on the radio or hear on the television or hear in the paper or read. Or in the periodicals, the things that come across my desk that would make your hair stand on your head. And I see now that how we have widely accepted Satan's imitation religion. It's an imitation religion. Satan is a religious individual, my friend. He's not content, no. He wants to be like God. He said, I will be like God. But we face in this time that dark religious background because of Satan's imitation and his craftiness and his deceitfulness. The whole of Christendom now, as you and I know it, especially here in America, we are deceived. Our folks are deceived into believing that everything of a spiritual nature is of the Lord. There's only one truth, and that is that Christ died for sinners. Christ, the Son of God, died for sinners. There's no other truth. Everything else is not true, my friend. But listen, Satan steps in with his preachers of righteousness, and he tells them, through his ambassadors and prophets and preachers and teachers, that the only thing that the great multitude of people today who profess Christ need is a deeper life with God. Oh, that's so prevalent today, my friend. They say, we believe that you're saved because you trust in the Lord. You trust in Jesus. You tell me you trust in Jesus. We believe you. But oh, my friend, what a camouflage. What a smokescreen. We believe, they say, that you're going to heaven when you die. But you're just a carnal Christian. This is a misnomer, my friend. There's no such a thing as a carnal Christian. No such a thing. You may want to take opposition right off, but think that thing through. There's no such a thing as a worldly Christian. You think the Apostle Peter, John, and Timothy, and all of those, you think they could have been carnal? You think they could have partook of the world on Saturday night and go down to the movies on Saturday night and come back by and get a couple of cold beers and come home and watch the television all hours of the night and then call themselves apostles? No, it's just worldly. No, my friend, there's no such a thing as that. No such a thing. Did you know what? God's child lives a separate life from that. God's child is a peculiar person. God's child is a new creature, my friend. Old things are passed away. But listen, they say, you're just fleshly. You're just fleshly. Now, my friend, there's no one greater than I believe that God's child walks out of his will. oftentimes, way more than he wants to. But my friend, he's not doing it because he wants to. Listen, Satan's preachers of righteousness will tell you, you know the Lord, you know Jesus. They don't mention Lord. They never say the Lord Jesus. That's one of the distinguishing marks. But they say you need power in your life. You need to know Jesus as your Savior. But also you need that deeper walk with God. Now, my friend, I'm telling you what I know. I take notice of what's going on in the world today. I read the literature. I read those things. And then I hear some of those preachers on the radio sometimes, those power preachers, those prosperity ministers. The biggest farce that ever was put out on our people is this prosperity ministry. Oh, my friend, prosperity ministry. And those things are growing by leaps and bounds. I remember several years ago there in New Orleans, they had one of those high-powered prosperity preachers come into New Orleans, held a meeting in the Superdome there, and it was only for women, empowerment for women. And they had like 40,000 or 50,000 women there, and they charged them $40 a piece to get in. Now, my friend, that's pretty good prosperity right there, isn't it? Oh, yes, that's probably another jet plane there for one of those characters. But listen. They say you know Christ or you know Jesus, but you need that deeper walk. Oh, you seeking that deeper walk with the Lord. But you need the baptism with the Holy Ghost. Oh, listen, you need something else beside what you have. Now, my friend, let me just take a break. Let me just take a breath. If you know the Lord, if Christ has saved you and delivered you from this present evil world, there's nothing else. There's nothing else, my friend. There's nothing beyond salvation. There's nothing beyond redemption in Christ. Pastor Shelton told this one time. He said, one of those characters told him, said, Brother Shelton, we believe you're saved, and we believe you this, and we believe you that, but you just need a deeper walk with Jesus. He said, no, the Lord saved me. I'm going to heaven. That's far as I want to get. Far as I want to get, my friend. Listen, at this large group of church members are not saved and don't know the Lord as their Savior because they were brought into the church without Christ and without the new birth, and they know that they need something. There's a hunger there. There's a hollowness there. But let me tell you something, friend. The world, the church has opened the doors to the world. Back there years ago when all of this thing started, I can remember reading after many of the old divine, the old Puritan preachers, and back in the older days, elder days, and when you come to the church there and said you wanted to become a member, they set aside a night or a day or whatever, and a group of two or three of the brethren, the elders, would examine you, and you had to tell them how you come to know the Lord. If you want to call it experience, tell them how that you were redeemed. Not now, not no longer. No, sir, I got mail in the mail today from some individual, and he sent me some little cards about like a businessman's card, and on that card is sinner's prayer. Jesus, I realize I've sinned, and I want to be saved. Would you save me? Thank you. Amen. Now, my friend, that's salvation. What his salvation has been watered down to in my age and in your age. Just a invitation on the back of a business card. Pray this prayer and you're saved. And that individual no doubt thinks he's saved, my friend. Listen, we need to wake up. Wake up, brother. Wake up, my congregation here. Wake up, my radio audience. Wake up. Wake up. You're on the road to hell, many of you are. And you don't realize it. And you criticize me for bringing you God's word. Oh, my friend, how many do I know that I've been true to who were faithful for a long time, and I stepped on their toe with some truth that God's word revealed to them, and they shut down their giving, they shut down their everything, they no longer associate with me, they no longer fellowship with me. And now, listen, what is their condition? My friend, I make this statement, God's child. If you can't get along with God's child, you're not saved. If you can't fellowship with God's child, you're not saved. That's right. If you can't fellowship with the old trailblazer, that's not to say that we don't disagree on something. But my friend, the mainstream, the main line is that I'm a sinner. Christ died for sinners. The Lord showed me I'm a sinner, and I pled the blood, and the Lord saved me. That's Christ. That's salvation. But my friend, if you got some other wild concoction that you prayed that prayer, oh, listen, I think I have time to tell you. Maybe I might have told you already. I heard this preacher one night coming home from New Orleans when I used to commute from down there, and I listened to him, and he had a great delivery, and he told a lot of war stories about being in a war and all those things. And then he was supposed to so-called preacher, but he said, got down to the end, and he said, now, you want to be saved? You want to be saved? Pray this prayer. And he read this little prayer. Jesus, I'm sorry I've sinned. I'm a sinner all my life. I want to be saved. Thank you. And he said, you prayed that prayer. You saved. And he said, now, I want you to do something. I want you to write me and send me, write me a letter, and I'll send you some helpful literature to ground you in the word of truth. I don't know how he could say that. He didn't have it. But he said, I'll send you some literature. Write me a letter. No postcard, please. And my wife said, darling, what you think? You don't want no postcard? And I said, well, you can't send money in a postcard. Let me tell you something, folks. You write the Old Trailblazer. You send me a postcard and tell me how the Lord saved you. I praise the Lord for it. I will. I will. I praise the Lord for it. I do. And but my friend, this is what we're facing today. All of this satanic Satan believing all of those things. But listen. There's the average one to whom I'm speaking today, those who are not saved, you need something else in your life. You know that you're not satisfied with what you have. But if you've been stirred just a little bit, there's a natural hunger in every human heart after something religious. Did you know that man is religious by nature? And when an individual begins to search after spiritual things, Satan with his demon spirit will step in through his ministers and lead this group into what they call a deeper life. Oh, Christ called it in Revelation 2:24, the depths of Satan. And then they'll tell you that you need what they call the baptism with the Holy Ghost, which is nothing other than the baptism with a demon spirit, while the thing that you need is a new birth. Now, we'll pick that up in our next study. Remember, this is the Old Trailblazer, Pastor Albert Pendarvis. I wish you'd write me. Help me with the broadcast if you can. If you appreciate God's word, sound preaching, help me with the broadcast if you will. Write me and tell me that you want to help me. But I'd like to hear from you regardless. Tell me that you're listening. Tell me if you're hearing me. Tennessee and over there in Houston, Mississippi and Grand Rapids, Michigan, up in that area. And let me hear from you, would you? Old Trailblazer, just a poor old sinner saved by grace, getting out the gospel day by day. I'm such a weakling. I'm such a pitiful excuse for God's child. But my friend, the Lord knows all about me, and I praise the Lord for it. Remember my mailing address, the Old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana 70785, and my website, radiomissions.org. You can go there and find out much more about Radio Mission and all of our radio stations. Until then, goodbye and God bless you.